There you are. What are you doing in our bedroom? Never mind. Why are you looking at me like that? With that goofy grin? Oh, wait a minute. You didn't seriously think I asked you up here to fuck, did you? Oh, that's adorable. And pathetic. Sorry to crush your dreams, sweetie, but that's definitely not the reason. I've already been well I just wanted to check up and make sure everything was ready downstairs. I'd like to make an entrance. So, have all the boys arrived? Just waiting for Alex. Figures. And what about the photographer? Is he all set up? Good. Which reminds me, you should get your wallet out, babe. Well, you're the one who told the guys to come up here, and now I'm running late. And Alex is late, so we'll need the photographer to stay longer, and you know he's expensive, so you'll just have to pay him extra. Oh, you know I hate it when you whine. Besides, you do want a lot of good shots of me and my boys, don't you? Was that a whimper? My, my. What dirty things were you just thinking, babe? Was it because I mentioned taking shots from the team? Fuck. You give yourself away, you know. You don't even realize that you just licked your lips, sweetie. You're such a perv. Yes, you are. Hell, if your cock was big enough, I think I'd see a bulge in your pants now. But it's so tiny. I never really know if you're hard, sweetie. Unlike the boys. God, their bulges are going to be a distraction tonight. I just know it. Speaking of distractions, I don't think I should wear my low-cut red dress to the party. I know I look amazing in it. And I know you love it. But it's just asking for trouble. Besides, I don't have time to shower again before I head down, and I really don't want to get cum all over it. Oh, don't play coy with me, sweetie. It doesn't suit you. You've been staring at my tits since I entered our bedroom, so you know damn well that that glossy sheen on them is cum. I bet there's even still some on my chin and... What? In my hair? Where? Oh, fuck. Now I'm gonna have to put my hair up. This is all your fault, you know. If you didn't send those three guys up early, I wouldn't have had to help them out. Yes, with their cocks. You know I don't deny my boys when they're in need. Well, you're different, honey. The guys come first, and you come after them. That's just the way it is. Well, technically, you don't come. But that's your fault, too. There's just no pleasure to be had from that tiny little wiener of yours. Are you seriously pouting right now? It's not very attractive, honey. And here I was considering letting you help me clean up and pick out a different outfit. No, no, it's too late. I don't need you pouting and being whiny and pathetic. Trying to make me feel sorry for you when... Really, I'm the one who's got to put up with you and all of your shortcomings. You're sorry. Really? Well, you should be. Look up at me. Oh, I know you get nervous when I stand in front of you like this, holding your chin up. Now, are you really sorry? Sorry enough to be a good little cum cleaner for me? Oh, it's ridiculous when you hesitate, honey. You know you love it. And I really don't have time to waste with you being indecisive. I need to get back down to my team. So, you can either get to cleaning me up, or I'll just do it myself. As a matter of fact, look at this glob of Warren's cum on my tit. I could just scoop it up with my finger and... good boy. That's it. Lick that spunk off my big titties. Oh, I hear that moaning. You like the taste of that. Well, shaking your head in denial doesn't mean much while you're licking all that cum up like a starving man. Oh, damn. Okay, you've got it all on that one. Move to the other one, greedy boy. See, I told you you love the taste. What? Oh, it's just my big breasts you love. Well, that is true. And I really don't let you touch them or suck them anymore, do I? At least, not since I started coaching the college swim team. I guess you don't mind all that man spunk in your mouth as long as you can suck on my titties. I bet you've gotten used to the flavor of man gravy. But you're probably tasting three flavors at once right now. What? Don't look so shocked. You keep forgetting that it's your fault I'm cum-coated. I had to help them out because you sent them up here. What do you mean, is it just my tits? Are you trying to ask me if they came anywhere else on me, sweetie? Oh, do you realize how hopeful and pathetic you sound asking that? You really want to know the answer? Well, I don't have a lot of time, but I do like humoring you. So I'm just gonna put my foot in your lap like this. Okay, look down. Do you see cum on my toes, sweetie? No? Well, that's a good sign, right? Because usually when I get filled by a young cock, there's so much spunk and drips down my thighs onto my toes. But my toes don't look glossy like my tits did, now do they? What? Oh, God. I forgot how much of a perv you are for my feet. Yes, I know that color of polish is your favorite. Can you lick them? Ew, no! You're so pathetic. All right. You can give my toes a quick peck, but that's it. Okay, that's enough. Now what's wrong? You smell cum. Well, I bet you do. That's because I wasn't finished humoring you. So, lie down now, honey. Yes, lie down. Right there on your side of the bed. What? Fuck, I forgot about the wet spot Lauren left. Just don't worry about that right now. Lie back. And I'm gonna climb up. All the way up. Until my knees are on either side of your head like this. So that you can look up and see that. Right there, see? I've still got my panties on. Doesn't that make you feel relieved? Aw, good. Now, open your mouth. Wider. Okay, I'm just gonna slide my tiny red panties to the side and push out a little and... Oh, what's the matter, baby? Did a glob of cum just drip out of my pussy into your mouth? Ah, be a good boy and swallow it. There you go. Oh, fuck. There's more. Keep that mouth open. Lauren really pumped me full the first time. Oh, yes, he needed extra help with his thick cock tonight. So big. I bet you can tell, too, just by looking up at my pussy right above your face. Doesn't it look stretched out, baby? I mean, I know you don't get to see my pussy these days, but you know damn well your cock wouldn't open up my pussy like this. It takes a big, fat, girthy, hard, young cock. Why are you moaning? You're getting off on this, aren't you? Are you stroking? God, you're such a perv. This isn't for you to get your rocks off, you know. This is about getting me cleaned up so I can go back to my team. Oh, stop moaning. It's so gross. You know what? I'll just have to sit down on your face and smother those moans while you clean my cum-filled pussy up. Oh, yeah, that's better. That's it. Get it all. Oh, stick your tongue right up there. I can't be dripping cum on the carpet while we're taking pictures now, can I? Oh, God, I can feel that you're jerking your little nub behind my back. Ew. Don't you dare come. I don't want any of your pathetic chiss on me. That's just disgusting. Besides, I think I'm clean enough. Oh, I said I'm clean enough. You can stop licking my pussy now. Ugh, stop whimpering and begging. Fine. You can lick my clit a little then. Oh, God, yeah. Flick it harder. Come on, you can do better than that. Well, suck it a little. Put some effort into it. Oh, I guess I could use another cum just to take the edge off a little bit. Being around all those sexy men in their suits with their big, thick, hard... Oh, God! Fuck, I'm gonna come! Don't stop! Oh, God, yeah, keep that up, fucker! Yes! Oh, God! Oh, fuck! Oh, I needed that. Ew. Don't look so proud of yourself. God, I'd much rather be getting off on a hard cock, but since you don't really have one. Speaking of which... Oh, you didn't. Now look at the mess. I mean, it's a tiny, pathetic mess, but it's still a mess. You're gonna need to change now, too. Into what? That's not my problem. You figure it out. I've gotta get dressed. Just looking at your pathetic, wet nub is making me miss my boys terribly. Oh, I just gotta grab my dress and get changed in the guest room. What? Oh, yes, this is the red dress. Well, I change my mind. I think it will be perfect after all. Now I just have to find my bra. Shit. Is that the doorbell? That must be Alex. That means everyone's here now. Forget the bra. I'll just go without one tonight. Besides, what's the worst that can happen?